Typhoon Haiyan tore across the central Philippines last November, killing over 6,000 people and destroying over a million homes in an area the size of the state of Maine. Now subsistence farmers and fishermen are struggling to survive. In the wake of an influx of international emergency aid from humanitarian groups, the work of rebuilding basic infrastructure has created opportunities for enterprising Filipinos to start new ventures and learn new skills. After Typhoon Haiyan, the British-based aid group Oxfam sought to empower local citizens as they provided resources to build sanitary services. Instead of building new latrines, Oxfam organized workshops on the benefits of good sanitation. Then the group offered funds to pay for local masons and carpenters to build the latrines. Oxfam also donated chainsaws to a farmers' cooperative to clear away thousands of downed coconut palm trees. In the process, farmers got paid for the tree removal, enabling them to buy rice seed, and the lumber was sold to NGOs to be used in reconstruction projects. Farm workers in California's Central Valley are nervously waiting for the new planting season, as a record drought and political pressure by agribusiness is putting livelihoods at risk. Farm workers in places like Mendota, California, are fearful they could soon be out of work. In a city known as the cantaloupe capital of the world, a community already burdened with a 40% poverty rate. Work generally begins to pick up in March. However, there is growing concern that farmers will opt not to plant crops this spring due to the imposition of statewide water restrictions. In mid-January, California Governor Jerry Brown declared a statewide drought emergency. Meanwhile, national and state Republicans blamed water restrictions in the state's Central Valley on federal environmental rules protecting threatened fish species, specifically the endangered Delta smelt. GOP House Speaker John Boehner supported a bill that would boost water flows to Central Valley farmers and override species protection laws. On a recent visit to California, President Obama pledged $183 million in short-term relief for farmers and blamed the drought and other extreme weather events on climate change. The president also called on Congress to pass a billion-dollar climate resiliency program to fund research, development, and new infrastructure to prepare for climate disasters. When former Republican Florida Governor Charlie Crist appeared on Bill Maher's real-time cable program on February 9th, he blasted the 50-year economic embargo against Cuba as counterproductive and harmful to the Florida economy. Crist, who is now running as a Democrat to unseat incumbent Florida Governor Rick Scott, declared that the embargo has done nothing in 50 years to change the regime in Cuba. Both Governor Scott, a conservative Republican, and Florida's Cuban-American establishment attacked Crist for flip-flopping on Cuba policy, citing the former governor's public support for the embargo as recently as 2010. After his appearance on the Bill Maher Show, Crist sent out a statement saying, "If we want to bring democracy to Cuba, we need to encourage American values and investment there and not cede influence to China." Crist's critique of the Cuba embargo is now shared by a majority in the U.S., especially in Florida. A new poll released in mid-February by the Atlantic Council found 56% of Americans surveyed favor engagement with Cuba, while 63% of Florida residents support improved relations with Havana. Among Cuban Americans living in Florida, 79% of those polled favor normalization of U.S.-Cuba relations. This week's news summary was compiled by Bob Nixon. For Between the Lines, I'm Elaine Osowski.